We're going to call to order the December 17th, 2018 open public meeting of the Arizona State Personnel Board, hereby called to order. Robin, would you please do a roll call?
Chad Kirkpatrick.
Present.
Joe Beers.
Present.
Mark Ziska. He's on his way. He's not here quite yet. Harmony Duport.
Present.
I acknowledge that Robin Van Steyen, board staff, and Jeff Topple, counsel for the board, are in attendance. Okay. So at this moment, we'll do a call for public comments, and this is the time set aside for the general public to address board matters that are not on the agenda. So are there any comments from the public? There not being any comments, I will move to the next agenda item. However, at this point, I'm going to make a change to the agenda. And before we get to the Seth versus DOA matter, we will do the consideration of the executive director's salary and effective start date. Okay, at the last session, the November 29th session, we approved or promoted, however you want to phrase it, Robin Van Steyen as the executive director of the Arizona Personnel Board. However, we did not set her salary. So since then, we've been in contact with the HR department at the Department of Administration to get information on appropriate salary. So at this moment, I'm going to move that the Personnel Board set the salary for the executive director position at $65,000 annually, with one action item. We would like the effective date to be the same as the hire date. The hire date was November 29th at the last meeting. The legal counsel, if you could research that we can make it retroactive to the last meeting, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I guess the motion is, pending the research on the effective date, move the personnel board set the salary for executive director at $65,000 a year.
Second.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it, and the measure passes. Congratulations.
So thank you. And so now I will do my call for your votes.
Oh, yes.
So, Chad Kirkpatrick?
Aye.
Joe Beers?
Aye.
Harmony Duport?
Aye.
Thank you.
You still passed. Always good the second time, just to confirm. All right, thank you. On the next item, we are going to pause. We need one additional member to show up, Mark Ziska. He is in transit, so we expect him to be here pretty soon. Also, I have a conflict with this case, so I will need to step away and turn the gavel over to Mr. Ziska when he comes or someone else. Okay. So do I need to have a motion to pause the meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we pause the meeting until Mr. Ziska arrives.
I second.
Do we need an official vote on this?
Or? I don't think so.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We are on pause until Mr. Ziska arrives.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to step out, so good luck with the meeting.
He claimed to be in Mesa 20 minutes ago. Well, you know. He's usually pretty credible, but
almost always. All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so the next item on the agenda is Ashok Seth versus Department of Administration. We have John Fry speaking in the matter. Is there a responding? Is that Mr. Seth? Okay. Mr. Fry, if you'd step forward, we already had a chance to meet as I walked in. You'll have 5 minutes, and then you'll hear a bell.
Well, or not.
Or not.
Or I'll just say, you're probably going to do that.
And then we'll ask if the board has any questions, and if not, you can go.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. John Fry, Assistant Attorney General, on behalf of the respondent, Arizona Department of Administration. The board's hearing officer in this matter presided over 3 days of hearing testimony, heard testimony from 13 witnesses, including the complainant, Mr. Seth, as well as Craig Brown, the former director of the Department of Administration, Elizabeth Alvarado Thorson, the Assistant Director for Human Resources at ADOA, Brett Park, the Deputy Director of the Department of Environmental Quality, who formerly served as General Counsel at the Department of Administration, and also Gilbert Davidson, the Chief Operating Officer for the State of Arizona and the Acting Director of the Department of Administration. It was Mr. Davidson who made the ultimate decision to allow Mr. Seth to resign in lieu of dismissal. The hearing officer also admitted into evidence and reviewed dozens of exhibits. After receiving and reviewing all of that evidence, there was no equivocation in the hearing officer's 16-page recommendation to this board, and that is that the complainant's complaint for prohibited personnel action, his whistleblower complaint, should be dismissed because Chief Operating Officer Davidson's decision to allow Mr. Seth to resign in February of 2018 was based on legitimate, non-retaliatory business reasons entirely unrelated to the unfounded allegations of age discrimination against an ADOA deputy director that Mr. Seth had made back in August of 2017. The hearing officer's report is detailed and thorough, so I don't want to hear the bell, and I don't want to unnecessarily repeat the points that she made. So unless the board does have any questions that I can answer, we ask that you adopt the hearing officer's recommended ruling and dismiss the complaint submitted by Mr. Seth. So unless you have any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. Any questions from the board? There are no questions.
Thank you.
Is there a motion on this matter?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move we adopt the hearing officer's findings of fact and conclusions of law as our own. I move that we that the complaint be dismissed and that no relief be granted.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We need to identify ourselves.
We'll
for the
roll call. Chad has left the meeting. Joe Beers?
Aye.
Mark Ziska?
Aye.
Harmony Duport?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, and for the record, Chad Kirkpatrick has left the meeting and he did not participate in voting or discussion whatsoever in this matter.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other matters before the board?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Show that it was unanimous. All
it's
members.
Unanimous.
Thank you. Our meeting is adjourned. I would like to say that was the quickest meeting.